This is the Australia Report with Vic Aladev. Good day, mate.
Vic Aladev, a very, very good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. Well, thank you. Nice to talk to you today.
Nice to speak to you. What is the latest? You know, I was just saying to listeners, it's got to be so unnerving right now, because even though the protests happened and there was a lot of really negative stuff over the year, it still doesn't prepare you for this, surely.
No, it doesn't. And so there have been a number of developments since the arson attack, which was early, you know, between 4 and 4:20 Friday morning. And so the major ones would be that the government, federal Australian government, has now established a task force specifically to tackle anti-Semitism, and it has brought into this task force 21 officers. It includes the counter-terrorism authority. Acronym is ASIO,
yes.
The Australian Security.
Vic, the line is just not a good one. Let's just try. There we go. We seem to have lost Vic. We're going to get him back. We are really just hearing about what is. Oh, there we go. I think Vic is back with us. Vic, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me now?
Now we can hear you. Yes.
Okay. So the government has formed a task force specifically about anti-Semitism. It has brought into this task force 21 officers from the Australian Security Intelligence Organization, which is sort of akin to FBI, as well as counter-terrorism experts. And its mandate is specifically to target people or groups urging violence against members of the Jewish community, advocating terrorism, genocide, using carriage service to threaten and harass, etc. So that is the major headline issue which has happened. But then attaching to that a number of other things, and as I heard you saying as we came on air, and it is the Simon Wiesenthal Center in LA has issued the travel warning for Jewish visitors to reconsider travel to Australia.
Is that not a bit dramatic, Vic? I'm sorry, I don't mean to contradict the Simon Wiesenthal Center in the holy city of Los Angeles, but this sounds like rubbish to me. I just have to say it.
My response was exactly the same as well. I mean, Simon Wiesenthal Center do wonderful work in whatever they do.
Of course.
But this is, I would say, you know, stick to your knitting. In other words, this is with respect, not the area of expertise. And so I agree with you. I think it's an overreaction and out of place. Moving on from that, also what has been happening is discussions taking place in the state governments of New South Wales and Victoria, that's Sydney and Melbourne, to have exclusion zones of 150 metres around all places of worship. That would be obviously not just synagogues, but mosques and churches, etc., as is in place and has been for years around abortion clinics. Because abortion clinics is a flashpoint for some members of wider society out there. So there's 150 meter exclusion zones. You cannot protest with closer to that. So to consider doing the same thing around places of, you know, religious institutions, and someone has suggested, you know, Jewish schools as well should come into that. Also adding to the above, and the whole situation, three suspects have been identified, and three people have been, you know, were seen, but obviously not their faces, but were seen during the arson attack on the Hadas Israel synagogue. So three suspects have been identified, but no one to this point has been arrested or yet approached by the police. Also adding to the situation, a bullet has been found in the vicinity of the synagogue as well. But I don't know what the significance of that is, or if it is, you know, directly involved with the situation. Also going further is that there has been a lot of attention with the involvement of, let's call him Bibi.
Mm-hmm.
And basically he has been out there in social media, made public statements where he has linked the Australia's vote at the United Nations last week, and just to inform listeners there, Australia voted with around approximately 150 other countries in voting at the UN for Israel to withdraw from the territories, to recognize the state of Palestine, etc. And that's been a change in Australia's vote over after some years of either being against that or being abstaining. And now Bibi has come out connecting that vote to the arson attack.
What way does he connect it? What's the logic?
He has said that Australia taking that vote to the United Nations has somehow contributed to anti-Israel / anti-Semitic sentiment in this country. With absolute respect for, you know, the Prime Minister of Israel, I believe it muddies the waters in terms of the vote of the United Nations is one issue. What happens in terms of domestic violence and domestic terrorism, which setting fire to a synagogue is or was and has been called terrorism by the government, is another issue, I believe.
Well, it's interesting simply the fact that at a time when Jews in Australia who are largely very supportive of Israel are feeling very vulnerable, isolated, afraid, does it help for the Prime Minister of Israel to almost accuse not them but the country of bringing this on themselves? You'd think that he would perhaps offer support and thoughts, care to the community in Australia rather than going on the attack. It's really a case, I think, of not reading the room very well.
Well, I have to agree with you. I mean, it's one thing if representatives of Israel take issue, and which is absolutely their right, with votes at the United Nations by, you know, countries here, there, and everywhere, and absolutely that's one, and that's normal way of doing business. But the attack, the arson attack, the terrorist attack on the synagogue on Friday morning is a domestic issue, and as in domestic, in an Australian issue, and I think it's enormously problematic, and therefore, like in one of the papers today, a full page of letters conflating the two issues. So in other words, one would...
Yeah, so what he's then done is diverted the conversation away from anti-Semitism in Australia, and it's made it about this issue, which actually ultimately will give people a platform to justify it.
And to attack Israel, and to attack Israel, and what's happening in Gaza, et cetera, et cetera. And so that's where the letters have all... Instead of, one would hope and read, that there's empathy for the community because of this absolute tsunami of anti-Semitism, because of what happened at the synagogue, the next paragraph is, yes, but look at the vote of the United Nations. This is what we, Australia, are doing, etc. So it's completely diverted where the conversation, where the public sentiment
really not smart.
Should be.
Really, really not smart.
Really not smart.
You'd think that he would get advice from people within Australia how to comment on this at all.
Well, exactly. We're totally on the same page. And then on that, again, moving on to also the major headline in caps, bold cap letters right across the front page of one of the Saturday papers, and this is 24 hours after the arson attack, if not now, PM, comma, when? And obviously, and that's a direct address to the Australian Prime Minister saying, when are you going to come down on anti-Semitism and speeches are not enough, etc.? And obviously everyone would know, if not now, when, comes from where that comes from.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's a powerful, very powerful headline in caps right across the front page in one of the papers on Saturday.
Very, it's just incredible. I do need to stop a minute before the news just for ads, but the Australian community itself, how are people doing? How is the community managing?
People are reeling. People are reeling because this arson attack is, first of all, it's the third arson attack in recent times. You know, a couple of weeks ago, there was, you know, a car set on fire and anti-Semitic / anti-Israel stuff happening here in Sydney. And then some months ago, 6 months ago, Josh Burns, who's a Labour member of parliament, his offices were firebombed in Melbourne. So this is the third, but infinitely the worst. And I would say, you know, the worst anti-Semitic attack and terrorist attack. Well, I can't say the worst terrorist attack because two people were killed unconnected with the Jewish community years ago. But certainly the worst anti-Semitic attack in decades in this country. So to your question, the community is absolutely distressed and reeling from this.
Vic Aladev, that's where we leave it. Thank you, as always. I will not be here for the next couple of weeks, so I won't speak to you next week, Tuesday. Kathy Kaler, very kindly standing in for me. You will chat to her then at 6:59.